Job chapter 29. Job continued his wisdom, saying, "Oh, how I wish it were as in the months now past, in the days when God watched over me, when his lamp shined upon my head, and by his light I walked through darkness, in the days when I was in my prime, when the friendship of God was upon my tent, when the Almighty was still with me, and my children were gathered around me, when my steps were bathed with butter, and the rock poured out streams of olive oil for me, when I went out to the city gate, when I took my seat in the town square, the young would see me and step aside, the aged would respectfully rise and stand, princes would stop talking and lay their hand over their mouths. The voices of the nobles were hushed, and their tongues stuck to the roof of their mouths. For when an ear heard me, it blessed me, and when the eye saw me, it approved of me. Because I delivered the poor that cried out, the orphan too, who had no one to help. The one ready to perish blessed me, and I caused the widow's heart to sing for joy. I put on righteousness, and it clothed me. My justice was like a robe and a turban. I was eyes for the blind and feet for the lame. I was a father to the needy, and I searched out the cause of the stranger. I broke the fangs of the unrighteous and plucked the prey out of his mouth. Then I said, I will die in my nest. I will multiply my days as the sand. My root will reach to the waters, and the dew will lie on my branches all night long. My glory will be fresh in me, and my bow ever new in my hand. People listened to me, and silently waited for my advice. After my words, they did not talk back, and my speech refreshingly dropped on them like dew. They waited for me as for rain. They opened their mouth as for spring rain. I smiled on them, and they could hardly believe it, and the light of my countenance they did not cast down. I chose their way for them, and sat as their chief. I lived like a king surrounded by his army, like one who comforts mourners.